From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia and the U.S. narrow differences over Syria. It's on to New York. The United States and Russia Tuesday agreed to hold a third meeting of the International Syria Support Group Friday on ending the Syrian conflict and charting the country's political future. The decision came after meetings in Moscow between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Zlatika Hoke has this for VOA.
Kerry met with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin after discussions with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
I think there is no question, Foreign Minister Lavrov and I have agreed that together the United States and Russia have an ability to be able to make a significant difference here.
Putin said he welcomes the opportunity to discuss U.S. proposals. After the talks, Kerry said the United States and Russia have similar goals for Syria, that it should be non-sectarian and free of terrorists. But he called on Moscow to stop bombing the opposition in Syria on the pretext of fighting extremists. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Following Friday's meeting in New York, a draft resolution is expected for the Security Council to consider. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made an unannounced visit Wednesday to Iraq as part of a trip to seek more help in the battle against Islamic State militants.
In addition to those who have joined the campaign here, we really are looking for the rest of the world to step up.
He's expected to meet with Iraq leaders as well as his commanders to get their assessment of the campaign. A rebel leader in the Central African Republic has declared an autonomous state in the north after rejecting elections meant to stabilize the country. A spokesman for Nouredine Adam, who heads a faction of the Salika militant group, said Tuesday that the Republic of Logone was proclaimed on December 14th in the town of Kagabandoro. This is VOA News. The UN Nuclear Agency has officially closed its more than decade-old investigation into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The approval Tuesday came after the chief of the International Atomic Agency, Yukiya Amano, said there were no credible indications of nuclear weapons related after 2009. But he said IAEA inspections will continue.
Completion of my assessment is an important step forward, but much work remains to be done. The IAEA will continue to undertake verification work in Iran. But in future, Iran will implement the additional protocol to its safeguards agreement with the agency, and we will have powerful extra verification tools at our disposal.
Meanwhile, UN experts have concluded that Iran violated a UN resolution when it fired a ballistic missile in October. As White House spokesman Josh Earnest says that additional sanctions are possible. A UN resolution prohibits Iran from launching ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons, but Tehran denies the rockets are nuclear capable. This year, China loosened its one-child policy. Shannon Van Sant reports from Hong Kong on how the fertility industry abroad is responding.
At the end of October, China's government made a landmark decision to ease the country's one-child policy for the first time since it was implemented 35 years ago. All married couples in China are now allowed to have two children, and many in the fertility industry are predicting that China will become the world's top market for in vitro fertilization technologies. Luke Rombaltz is a professor and doctor with Australia's Monash IVF Group Limited.
So I can imagine that people who actually have conceived one child when they're in their mid-30s many years ago, that they might now be in their 40s and they might find that that's no longer possible.
The Chinese government forbids gender selection and advanced fertility procedures. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Hong Kong.
Families also have to apply for birth licenses and provide proof of marriage before being treated. So increasingly, China's growing middle class is going abroad for fertility treatments to places like Australia, Thailand, and the United States. The U.S. Defense Department said Tuesday that security in Afghanistan has been deteriorating over recent months. Pentagon Tuesday said that Afghan casualties increased 27% from January to mid-November this year compared to 2014. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.